Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled that you are with us today because there are things that we need to talk about. There are things that I find troublesome all the time. You know, we just came back from Ireland a couple of weeks ago. Well, it's actually 3 weeks now. Who can believe it? You know, you get home and 2 days later you feel like you never went anywhere. It's terrible. But the good part is that all the good memories are lodged in your brain. And I have an imaginary pantry closet filled with shelves that are filled with mason jars that are filled with dried rose petals. And every rose petal represents some place I've been. So on a bad day, I take an imaginary journey into my pantry and I open the mason jars and I inhale deeply over the wonderful smell, the beautiful aromas that are left from all those grand memories of places I've been. And I have to tell you, have you ever had that kind of a day when you needed to mentally escape from where you were because you had enough of it? There's something to be said about a pantry filled with rose petals. And we've just come back from Ireland. Our international news coverage is fairly bad. And I only learned once we were home that most people were not aware that there was a lot of flooding along the banks of the Shannon River, particularly in the area around Athlone and Cork and County Cork. You would have thought in Ireland, seeing other, well, I think we only stayed in one hotel that actually carried CNN, so we saw very little news out of America. We saw lots of news that came out of Britain from either BBC, Sky News, or Euronews. And York, England, some of the Midland areas of England really looked like they were submerged due to flooding. And when they showed places in Ireland, you would have thought all of Ireland was just floated away. And we were there 29 days, 28 nights. I bought knee-high water-repellent boots. My husband, being as tall as he is, the boots only came halfway up his calf. And the reason I know that is he tried them on in the department store 2 days before we left for Ireland on the 8th of December. Those boots came back from Ireland in the same pristine condition, unworn by our feet, the entire time we were away. We kept them in the back seat of the car just in case we left someplace that was dry and arrived someplace that was wet and needed to put them on before we could get out of the car. We had two detours in 29 days of driving in Ireland, two detours. One was about a 30-minute detour where you had to drive to the next town in order to cross the Shannon and then drive back again to where you were on the other side of the bridge you couldn't get across. That was on December 13th. The next time we hit a detour was about a 5-minute detour. That was an easy one. On our way to the Cliffs of Moher in County Clare. If you watched the news, you would have thought the country had just gone away. And the same thing happened when there were fires in California. And we went out to Lake Tahoe. Do you remember that, people? You remember that. a year ago, September. We went out to Lake Tahoe, and we went to San Francisco, and we drove the 4 hours in between, round trip each way, just to prove the point that all of California had not burnt to the ground, which is what you would have thought if you watched the news. So I'm always very skeptical about the kind of news that makes you think things are A, everywhere, and B, that we've now given you a good reason to stay home and not come anywhere near this state, this region, this country, because of what's going on. You know, I was in Greece in July of 2010, receiving my first Goddess Artemis Award for my significant contribution to the growth and development of Greek tourism. I had to say that a lot of times before I could get it out without tripping over my own tongue. It was a wonderful experience. But every Thursday that we were in Athens, on Thursday, July 8th, and Thursday, July 15th, there were those general strikes. Remember those general strikes that were televised? You would have thought that A, all of Greece was under siege, and B, you certainly wouldn't have wanted to be in Athens. Well, I was in Athens for two of the general strikes, and you know what? They were only on Thursdays. The strikers had to get a permit. The strikes began at 11 a.m., and they ended at 3 p.m., They were in an area near the Acropolis, so on those days between those hours, you aren't going to the Acropolis. But you know what? If you're in Athens, you're probably there for a few days, so you picked a different day to go. And the police put up barricades, like those parade control sawhorse, carpenter sawhorse-looking things, to keep the crowds confined who were demonstrating in that area. And on those days, the buses didn't run because it was too confusing to reroute them around the neighborhood and Kalanaki Square and that whole Acropolis area. So it was just as easy not to have buses run that day than to have them run and figure out what do we do with the bus lines that have to go through this particular section of Athens. That's not the impression you got when you watched it on television here in the United States. You got the impression that probably the best thing to do is scratch Greece off your list of places to go this year. I'm glad we were there for it because I got to see it. And in fact, if you didn't want anything to do with anything going on in Athens, when your plane landed in Piraeus, which is a good, what, half hour, 45 minutes or more, outside of downtown Athens, you could either get on another flight and head to another part of Greece, or you could get on one of those wonderful ferries, as we did, on one of the days while we were in Athens. We went out to Piraeus, we hopped a ferry, and we went to Mykonos. You could have gone to any of the Greek islands. And so I've been watching the tragic story of what's been happening in Flint, Michigan. And I feel a particular affection for Michigan because my father was born in East Lansing. My grandfather had a particular affection for Michigan and used to go back every summer to some, I don't know, salt springs, hot water springs, some kind of springs in a place called Mount Clemens. I've never been to, but I remember every year when my grandfather would disappear in the summer because he was going to Mount Clemens in Michigan. And so when I've heard about what's been going on in Flint, Michigan, I considered the possibility that some of you may have been thinking about going somewhere in Michigan this summer and thinking that, well, maybe this is not the best time to go, and how is this business in Flint going to affect other places that I might want to be going? And I like to get things from the horse's mouth. And so I have the horse on the phone. We're going to be talking with David Lorenz, who is the vice president of Travel Michigan, Michigan's tourism promotion agency, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Don't miss the 2016 Tanglewood season, June 25th through September 3rd, offering an incomparable lineup of artists from the world of classical music, along with its annual popular artist series, One Day Universe, free family fun activities and adult education programs, on-site cafes and fine dining, discounted ticket programs, free tickets for patrons 17 years and younger, and free tours of the beautiful Tanglewood grounds. Tickets are on sale now at tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana more.
When's the last time somebody referred to you as a horse, David?
I don't think that's ever happened before. There's always a new. There's always a first.
How long have you been associated with Travel Michigan?
Boy, I think I've been here for almost 14 years now. Isn't that interesting? Can't believe it.
And we are in our 14th year of broadcasting. So look at that. Nice. So
that's
a coolness. So what did you do before?
I was in radio, actually, for 9 years. I was a reporter and announcer and became a sales guy and a general manager and all that for small-town radio. And then for about 9 years, I worked in retail marketing and worked on collaborative marketing. So I would put deals together for the consumer goods entities out there that would be mutually beneficial for various companies and the guests and my retailer. I worked for.
So well, you certainly have one of those radio voices because I could listen to you read me the phone book. And maybe we do this right. You become our correspondent for Michigan. We're going to take
the nasal sound.
I love it. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. We're talking with David Lawrence, who is the vice president of Travel Michigan, and we're going to get the real deal from the people who deliver the products and services. This is worth listening to. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
It's plain to see you're the moon for me. I'm crazy about your panorama. But when you're shining on Tennessee, you overlap a little on Alabama. North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana moon. I miss you.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Cocknickels. Intrigued by Cliff Cocknickels? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Cocknickels. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak. Enjoy the journey.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have David Lawrence on the line with me. He is the vice president of Michigan's tourism promotion agency, known as Travel Michigan. You can check them out at michigan.org. That's michigan.org. And David's based in Lansing, Michigan. Let's talk about the hot button on everybody's mind. I think someone would have had to be either under a rock or in outer space not to have learned about the horrific challenges being faced by the people of Flint, Michigan. But from a tourism point of view, how does what's going on in Flint affect, impact, or not affect and impact visitors to other places in Michigan?
Well, you know, the issue with Flint is in a very small area of the state. It's a real issue. It's one that's being addressed by just about everybody you could imagine, and it's one we have great concern about. But the interesting thing is that it's in a relatively lesser visited area of the state. We'd like to get more people to go there. And frankly, if you go to the Flint area today, the water is safe, hotels, restaurants, all the things that you would use in a visitation experience. And the Flint area really has some pretty cool things to visit, like a tremendous cultural center. They have one of the best county park systems in the country with great ORV riding and things like that. Unfortunately, this issue happened. It's a real issue, and it has affected, I believe I saw something like 50 people have tested with higher levels of lead than would be acceptable. So, you know, they're dealing with that. For the traveler, though, that would come to Michigan to experience all that Michigan has to offer, everything's still here. I mean, the state of Michigan is thriving, alive, and well, will continue to be, and offers a tremendous experience, whether you're looking for a natural environment to go to, a pristine, pure natural environment like the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is just an outstanding place for people who love the outdoors. Much of northern lower peninsula of Michigan is this way as well. If you're looking for interesting, vibrant cities, you'll find that in places like Grand Rapids and cool cities like Ann Arbor, the home of the University of Michigan. And you'll also find this resurgent city that should be on everybody's lips and everybody's travel plans, that being the city of Detroit. Now, this is a city that has gone through decades of challenges. I mean, many years of decay and challenge and the change of an economy around the world where, you know, it was at one time just an automotive city. And then as the world economy changed, it really suffered. It's diversified. The people in Detroit have made sure that they put competent people in place at political positions. The people of Detroit, the innovators and the entrepreneurs, have invested in Detroit, and we think that Detroit should be on everybody's travel plans this year. It is America's great comeback city, and you can come and experience that now. So it's interesting to me that even as this real issue kind of rolls out and we remedy the situation, working together, city, county, state, federal governments, to make sure everything's as good as it can be and remedied, I think for the most part, our brand, the Pure Michigan brand, hasn't been damaged because people have come to realize that Michigan is this tremendous four-season state with something to offer everybody. And I think most people know this is a problem that's occurring in one, you know, small part of our state. Now, that said, this really does point out that we as a country have a tremendous infrastructure problem that we need to deal with.
No kidding.
And I'm hoping, I'm really hoping that this issue will wake us all up to this challenge, because if anybody thinks this is only a Flint, Michigan problem, they're really not looking at the real truth. Everybody should look at their own home situation, and I'm sorry to say, that this is not a one community issue. This is all around the country. It's literally all around the world because of old, aging infrastructure, and it's something that we need to eventually deal with as a country.
Yeah, sooner rather than later, as opposed to eventually. Yeah. As a matter of fact, just a few days ago, and I haven't read the stories yet, I heard it on the radio, and I haven't had a chance, but I do have to make the time to go and research a town, a city that we're in Western Massachusetts in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains, and we're about 20 minutes east of the border into upstate New York. And one of the upstate towns that really borders the Albany area, they just discovered has a water problem. And,
it's an unfortunate problem that has occurred because our infrastructure is aging. There are things that can be done to deal with it. In this case, it sounds like some things were not done appropriately, and so they're addressing that. But I'm afraid that could be happening in other places. And I guess, you know, if there's anything that can come out of this that's good, let's hope it does, and that is waking up our eyes to the fact that we need to constantly be making sure that we are doing all we can to update our infrastructure. And I know in the state of Michigan, we are aware of that, and this thing has really opened up our eyes to it. So
yeah, no kidding.
That's being done.
Well, you know, I'm the biggest chicken on the face of the earth, David, and my audience knows that. I mean, I'll have people on to talk about bungee jumping and zip lining and, you know, hella hiking in the Bugaboo Mountains. And, you know, that's a real thing, by the way, people. I didn't make that up. The Bugaboo Mountains are in
Bugaboo
Canada,
Mountain.
Right? And you go hella hiking. They take you up by helicopter and drop you,
cool.
And then you go walk around. And you know, I won't get in a helicopter unless it's the choice between get in the helicopter or stay and the natives will cook you for dinner. Then I'll get in the helicopter. So, you know, I have I put a very high price tag on the value of life and safety. And I'll just as soon pass to watch than risk a situation. But I have you on for a reason, and that is that I believe that the problem in Flint is located like a coconut in the middle of the state, and that it is possible to go and visit wonderful places in Michigan and not be putting yourself in harm's way in any way in the process. I have to, though, caution my audience that until I hear that the problems, the pipelines, where the water's coming from, what's coming through that you're showering with is 100% safe, I wouldn't be in any hurry to make Flint the number one place in Michigan I want to go, and probably wouldn't have anyway. And that's why I want to talk with you, David, as the expert in Travel Michigan, about where people should be going specifically. You mentioned a few when you said Grand Rapids and Ann Arbor, and I want to talk about Mackinac Island a bit and some of the places that are part of Michigan that aren't necessarily part of the mainland. But you have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back and explore this together. Don't leave me.
A high road, low road, some old side road really don't matter to me if it gets me back to you.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present A Season of Stars, May 6th through June 18th at Symphony Hall in Boston. Highlights include film nights with John Williams, classic rock from the Beatles to Led Zeppelin, the best of Broadway, and Pops on Demand, where you and the audience pick your Boston Pops favorites. Also, special guest stars Seth MacFarlane, Mandy Patinkin, the stars of Dancing with the Stars, the classic film Raiders of the Lost Ark, complete with live Boston Pops accompaniment and more. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org, sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, I am a great believer in, you know, setting the record straight, really understanding what the story is and getting the inside scoop. And you really have to be very careful read between the lines, listen between the words, do your own due diligence to find out what's real. When you have seen a news story, and there are so many things I read and hear, and I just want to reach through the print ad or the article or into the radio or TV and grab somebody by the neck and say, could you please get it right?
Yeah, I know.
That's not right. But I have,
it's something else.
Yeah, I have David Lawrence on the line with me. He's the vice president of Travel Michigan. Michigan's Tourism Promotion Agency, and he has been associated with Michigan Travel for, now he's in his 14th year. So this is good stuff. So let's talk a bit. I think the only good thing, if there is such a thing, that is related to the Flint, Michigan story about the challenges they are having to deal with as a result of the water system, is that it's a problem confined to a specific area and does not have any effect, as I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, on other regions in the state of Michigan that a traveler would want to go to. And you mentioned a few. I want to start with Detroit, for a specific reason, and that is I saw a kind of news documentary on the revitalization of Detroit and these kind of chic restaurants and townhousey kind of living and whatnot that is emerging, where people are betting on the success of Detroit, making investments and being able to do it with less money than you would need if you went into a city like Detroit or San Francisco, which would be impossible given the cost of real estate there, where people are going in and starting businesses and rehabbing buildings to be apartment houses and townhouses and whatnot, and creating a thriving cultural life within this city that needs attention.
Yeah, it's amazing to see what's happening, and I have to kind of set the scene here. You know, I grew up in West Michigan in this idyllic little beach town right on Lake Michigan, and
what's
forest
the name of the town?
And rivers and all that.
What's the name of the town?
It's the Muskegon Grand Haven area, and actually I live in that area now again, and a little log home in the woods and all that, and it's really wonderful, and it's kind of, we built our dream house and we love it there, but I never thought I'd like any big city. I mean, any big city. You know, over time through business and travel, I learned that, you know, there were cool cities like Chicago and New York and, you know, you name it, all around the world, London and Berlin and whatever. But then I started to visit and work in Detroit. And I'm talking years ago, back when Detroit was really dealing with some issues. And even then, I thought there was some kind of a charm about the grittiness of that city. But I knew that it was not a place then that I would recommend to friends who weren't into that type of a setting. But over these last 15 years, especially the last five, even the last 3 years, there's been such tremendous growth and progress. And most of what's happening in Detroit is because of the people who live there, the people who are investing, finally putting back into their community. I think it's a story like has happened in so many other communities where people just gave up on it because of political issues and others. I think they just gave up on the city. The people who live there gave up on the city. And, you know, you can't have any city thrive until people who have been successful kind of give back to the community. And people who are just everyday people believe in it and are doing their part one step at a time. So what's happened in Detroit is, I think, nothing less than a miracle of city development. It's all come together where people with who have made financial successes of themselves, they're putting money back into the community, both because they believe in it and because of they see a great investment. And buildings that were vacant for decades are now coming back to life. And because of the unusual story of Detroit and the way it just kind of slowly dissolved and now is coming back, some of the buildings in Detroit are one of a kind, the only structure left of that architectural design in America. So if you're into architecture like I am, it's a treasure trove of architecture.
I have to tell
And all these buildings are coming back.
You know that 520,000, no, what was it, 520 million or 540 million lottery jackpot, the big Powerball thing. Okay, so we bought tickets. Not that many, but we bought tickets. And my big plan after I paid off.
So you're still working.
Well, I'd be working anyway.
I mean,
that wouldn't stop. I mean, what I do? Are you kidding? This is not like digging ditches.
That's true.
How would I get to talk to somebody as wonderful as you if I didn't do what I do? I mean,
still the same way.
That's it. So, but when after paying my list was after paying off the mortgage of a couple of friends' houses, and after buying a few castles in Ireland. Next on my list was I was going to buy a few streets in Detroit and completely rehab them. And, you know, when I listened to the guy who won like $500 million or whatever, and he said his life isn't going to change, his fellow lives in Florida, I think, I wanted to pull up at his door and say, let me explain to you what you can do with this money. Because I don't think you have a clue.
Interesting? And that's what's really cool about people who have worked for their success. I think when you really work for your success, you want to give back to the community that kind of helped you get there. And that's what's happening in Detroit is, and I'm telling you, it would not have happened 20 years ago because the city wasn't ready politically, otherwise it wasn't ready. But now the Carmonises and the Penskeys and the Illiches and the Gilberts, as in Quicken Loans, they're now putting money back into the community.
It's fabulous.
And so because of that, people are moving into Detroit. How many big cities in America are people moving into? I can answer that.
Well, part of the problem is you can't afford it.
Our
internet office is in San Francisco because of the winter of 2010-2011, which was horrendous in the Northeast. And the decision was made very quickly to get the internet office out of here and in a place that doesn't snow because they got back down. We had four major storms in 3 weeks, and no work was getting done. We fell so far behind, it took 18 months to catch up. So, because you can't keep going forward and going backward at the same time. It just doesn't work. We would like to expand that office. Real estate in San Francisco is unaffordable. It's just ridiculous.
Exactly why cities like Detroit and Cleveland
a gem waiting to be rediscovered.
Yeah, and you can the cost of entry is relatively low, and that's why these businesses are moving into Detroit. It's great. And then as these businesses move in, people want to live where they work. They want to be able to walk to work, and they want to be part of the community. So you see this new kind of younger set of people coming in.
And that's what I
they're
saw.
They're kind of the hipsters, you know. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah, with kind of chic boutique-y restaurants and just cute stuff, bakeries and patisserie kind of places. And you wouldn't normally associate that with a Detroit experience. I want to talk about some of the places specifically that you would recommend that are on the high end. This is where you ought to think about visiting in Michigan, where, you know, issues that have been so put forth by the media of late that would dissuade people from coming to Michigan are not an issue. They're a non-issue in these other regions. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to spend some time jumping in on where to go and what to do. So don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with David Lawrence, Vice President of Travel Michigan. Check him out at michigan.org. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland, where smart travel season October through March is upon us. Plan to attend TradFest, the Festival of Irish Traditional Music, in January, and a week-long St. Patrick's Day Festival in March, both in Dublin. Learn more about Ireland's smart travel season at ireland.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at ireland.com. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in ireland.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, member or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Crowne Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000 or log on to berkshirecrown.com. Crowne Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel, the place to meet.
He's leaving, leaving. Oh, that midnight train to Georgia.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy to have David Lawrence on the line with me. He's the Vice President of Travel Michigan, the promotional agency for tourism for the state of Michigan. You can visit their site at michigan.org. And there is no question, there is no debate that there is a section in the Midlands of Michigan surrounded by, in the area where Flint, Michigan is, that has a serious problem that is being addressed by all of the experts who hopefully can do what they need to do to clean up the act as it relates to the water that is being served to that community. And our hearts and prayers go out to the people who live there and to all of those special people who are out there working on behalf of cleaning up what needs to be done so that it is a healthful environment for all to live in and for all to visit. But in the interim, until we can feel completely confident that things are hunky-dory there, there is the rest of the state of Michigan that should not be suffering from a touristic point of view because of news related to Flint. And that's the reason that I've invited David to be on the air with us to talk about where can people feel completely comfortable going to visit that have a serious value to the traveler and the tourist. You mentioned Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids. Who do you want to start with?
Ann Arbor is really a fantastic town. In fact, it is the home of the University of Michigan. Of course, a lot of people know that beautiful golden M, one of the most recognizable university symbols out there. And I think it's partially, or maybe in a great deal of the reason, it's such a cool city because it is a major university town. So you get all that university student energy, I think, that universities provide towns. And the University of Michigan is intermixed with downtown Ann Arbor. It's hard to tell where the university starts and the city ends. So you get a lot of that really cool vibe when you're walking around Ann Arbor. It's a place with fantastic food, and I mean foods of all kinds. It has great shopping. The downtown is phenomenal. It has a place called Zingerman's Deli that you'll never forget. And if you think you can't get New York deli outside of New York, you're wrong. It is that good. I mean, it's that good. And here's a great example of the shopping. I think, and I could be wrong on the exact numbers, I think there's like five bookstores
wow.
in this small community downtown. They even have one bookstore that only sells mystery books. I mean, that's
oh, wow.
the kind of cool place that I like.
What's the name
it's really,
of that?
Really neat
What's
place.
Do you know the name of that one?
I don't remember. But if you go to Michigan.org and then click on Ann Arbor, you will find it. And Zingerman's is the place you have to go to. It's in what's called Corktown, and Carytown. Carytown. Corktown's in Detroit. Carytown is part of downtown Ann Arbor, and it's just this quaint little neighborhood.
Is that K-E-R-R-Y?
K-E-R-R-Y, Carytown.
So Carytown and Corktown were settled by Irishmen?
You know, I'm assuming Carytown was as well, but I'm not sure.
Has to
I know
be.
Corktown in Detroit definitely was where most of the Irish went to. You know, people tend to want to go where all of their people of the same community came from.
Oh, but people from Cary are particularly fierce.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
well,
really.
You wouldn't know that in Ann Arbor because they're just really nice people.
No. I don't mean from the point of view of, like, you know, attack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean from fiercely proud.
They should be.
I just had Rory O'Sullivan, the general manager of Glenlow Abbey in County Galway, on, and I asked him if he was a Cork man because the Sullivans, for the most part, came from County Cork, and he was very clear he's a Kerry man.
Yeah, that's cool. I loved it. You know, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, travel is such a wonderful thing because, you know, we can show our pride in community. To other people who live there, but you love to show off your town to people who visit. And the greatest thing about travel is it gets us to understand other people in other places better. There's no bigger proponent of peace than the travel industry because we introduce people who are unlike us to other people, and you get to understand that in the end of the day, we're all the same. We want a better place for our kids and our grandkids, and we want to live in peace. That's the same place almost everywhere in the world, and we get to promote that every day in the travel industry.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes, literally, and I wanted to talk a bit about Grand Rapids. I love the name.
Well, Grand Rapids is a really cool town. It's our second biggest city, the west side of Michigan. I don't live very far away, only about 30 miles away, and it's about 30 miles off the lake shore of Lake Michigan. For many years, it was known as Furniture City USA because of all the big furniture companies, Steelcase and all that, you know, the more contemporary companies that are there. But for many years, it also made all the wooden furniture for around the country.
Can I let you in on a little secret?
What's that?
You remember I told you earlier that my grandfather, after moving eastward from Wisconsin, settled in East Lansing or Lansing, Michigan. He had settled in Lansing, and my father was born in East Lansing. I don't know if that's because that's where the hospital was or what the deal
Could
was,
be.
But
yeah.
In any event, he really felt very much a part of Michigan. And when he moved, he was always very interested in furniture. And when he moved the family to Baltimore, opened furniture stores. And that's
one of
the reasons. Now I got all the pieces because of you. That's one of the reasons he liked to go back to Mount Clemens in the summer because he'd stop in Grand Rapids to do some furniture buying.
Well, and, you know, it made sense because Michigan had such vast, and still does today, vast acreage of forest. And so, among other things, timber from Michigan was used to rebuild Chicago after the Great Fire. And,
wow.
And then, of course, because of all the timber that continues to be here for many years, all those wooden pieces of furniture were made in Grand Rapids. Well, today, Grand Rapids has become this very cool art, cultural-friendly town. It hosts the biggest art competition in the world called Art Prize every fall, where thousands of artists come and display their pieces of art for weeks in the fall, and then people come and then they decide who's going to win this big cash prize. But it's also known as Beer City USA because of all the craft beer places that are popping up all over Grand Rapids and pairing their great, you know, locally made beer with really great food. A lot of that food sourced from Michigan agricultural products. We're the second most agriculturally diverse state in the country behind California. And because of that, you know, our restaurants can source their food products from local sources. That just makes it fresher, better, and better for the environment, too, when you don't have to truck product all across the country.
Well, we've come to
Grand
the
Rapids
end.
Grand Rapids is a great town.
We've come to the end of this hour. Come back next week. Got to fly now.
Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.